Hello, welcome to Apollo Cthulhu Season 4, Police Recruiters. In the last episode, the team managed to take down the kid goat that Kalaris intentionally pushed into the leaking vat of pus and whatever other fluids were involved in it, which caused it to mutate heavily. Just as they were about to get some very valid answers from the important pig boss that would have definitely have given them every answer they ever needed and every bit of detail they could have possibly ever wanted, it had its head ripped off by the goat. So if anyone's to blame, blame Kalaris.
I maintain that I am perfectly innocent in all things and that no orphans were murdered.
And yet the number of orphan deaths has raised to, I think it's now like 6 or 7.
Oh, someone should keep a count of how many orphans we've murdered over the seasons. It's been quite a few.
Not murdered. I disagree.
Yes, helped, aided, supported.
You can disagree.
Collateral damage in a battle that saved the town. It was the fault of the crocodiles, not ours.
It's too like bad we're not a visual podcast, because I'd love to have a little counter that just pops up every time it happens. Every time an orphan is saved.
Saved.
Rescued, or ascended to a higher plane.
Or like a very famous, very hard game where it just says, you died. Every time it just across one of the screen.
Yeah. Orphan, retreat.
Prey slain. Or what was the one from the...
slaughtered from Bloodwyn, yeah.
Prey slaughtered every time an orphan died. Yeah. Perfect.
Anyway.
Okay, and with that... Tugan, you can go first because you're not paying attention. Tell us about your upgrade.
Joke's on you. I'm paying attention. I actually took another animal talent. I took Quick from... I want to say it was the Hawk's ability, but it was also another feathery. I gain a +1 bonus to all scurry rolls. And I also just added everything to health. I've just been tanking the hell out of this little feathered bastard. So, but that's it. I just got the extra animal talent.
Cool. And Cat.
Yes, animal talent for me as well. There was no more blisters on the path that I was taking, so I have took Rally to fit in with Jacob's boss role. Rally allows me to give people bonuses to their dice rolls by giving them some inspiration.
Very nice. Jay.
Well, Kalaris has taken death by 100 punches. Anytime I attack, if I hit, I can burn a d4 grit to attack again. And if I hit that one, I can burn a d4 grit to attack again. And if I hit that one, I can, guess what? Burn a d4 grit to attack again.
Lovely.
Yeah. Also, I can't remember what, if anything, I did to health. Oh, by the way. You said that we were getting to move one of our skills up a dice.
Yeah.
Last time. For that one, I chose my scrap.
Oh, fair enough. I don't know if the others have done that yet or not.
Wait, we could do that. I thought we only could do that instead of taking an animal talent.
No,
we get to do that anyway?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I took that the same way Stuken did. I didn't realize that either. So,
cool.
You know, no, actually...
Lucky I'm last.
I have terrible memory on every other thing, but I remember clear as day. We were looking through the animal talents, and Matt went, you could just upgrade a dice roll instead. I clear as day heard
I have it
instead.
Written down.
I heard things. Instead. I heard it clear as day.
So I remember saying
well,
instead.
No, I don't want to do... I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do an animal talent. Perfect. But I'm going to increase my... scrap to d10.
Cool. Okay,
make him keep his vibe really low. He ain't got no vibes ever.
And last but not least, Cartman, what is your upgrade and your level?
Well, lucky I'm last, because I totally forgot about this. And I've been frantically getting up the rulebook in the behind the scenes right now. But no, luckily I'm taking the same as Jay with the centipede. So yeah, I can carry on hitting if I hit, when I hit, turn 4 grit. And I'm going to up my scurry, because my scrap is already D12, so I need my scrap to go up D10. Yeah. My scurry, sorry.
Fair enough. Right.
No, not that type of centipede.
And just like that, the boss has gone down by HP.
Yeah, fuck off.
Oh, thank you. That reminds me, Jay. And my health and my grit, I'm going to raise them evenly. So it's 4, so we get 2-2.
Cool. So happy about that. Okay. Well.
So my health should be... What is my health should be 31... And grit should be 32.
30.
Do you not have that information in front of you?
That's what it says on my sheet.
Cool. All I've got to do is change some numbers on here, and then that's good as to go. So, health-wise, I have Jacob at 25.
He's now at 26.
He's now at 26. Gertrude at 31. Change that number because of the plants. Go fuck yourself. 20. Kalaris at 38.
Mm-hmm. I don't have no recollection.
Tuka at 33.
Health?
Ooh, Tuka's a tank.
Yes.
At health? No, I'm at 37 because I added 4 to my health.
That's why I wanted to double check, because I don't know if I updated this. So clearly I haven't.
It looks like you didn't. Does that mean Kalaris is...
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
check your character sheet against it, mate.
My character sheet's been saying 38, but I don't remember if I changed it. I don't think I did, because I still had like all the damage and shit.
What did you put grit in?
That's at 29 still. But Kalaris is kind of beefy compared to anyone else, so I'm scared that I'm double dipping if I can do anything.
Well, now I've got the same health as Kalaris. So.
Oh yeah, never mind. If the birds caught me up, I think I have missed a level.
No, because Kalaris is one more above you. 38, 37.
Yeah, but took and started off with like 12 HP at the start of the season.
I do this in most video games. If they have an option of like magicka, stamina, or health, health all the way.
Well, I'll go 2-2, game. So 40 HP, and I'll fix the grit. We need to start like fucking remembering the shit.
Well, I mean, now would be the time, considering we only have 15 episodes left before we can be free. Well, you've managed to load yourself back onto the train. You've packed on about at least, let's say, 4.5 piglets worth of bacon.
Did you have to do the piglets worth, though? Like, they could have been like mediums. They could have been like teenagers, 18-year-olds. Why has it got to be more orphans? Why does it got to... Because we killed the dad, so technically...
We don't know where the mom is.
They weren't orphans at the time.
Yeah, they weren't orphans when we killed them.
They taste better.
So technically, I wouldn't say that counts as the orphan kills, because they weren't orphans at the time of death.
Orphan tears season the meat well. It's like pre-seasoning. It's basically more juicy.
Good and salty. Don't have to even salt the meat.
It's like a brine.
Which you can load that into the cart with the roaches that last time we checked on the roach cart, it was just in absolute infestation, and this time when you go in, it's a spotless kitchen. Yeah.
Marge, you alive in there?
Oh yeah, I'm alive in here. You Marge or are you Jeanette?
I'm Marge, you're Jeanette.
Oh right, okay. I say
good sorry. Lord. You know, while Jacob was asleep.
Considering that apparently the god of this world is the person that's supposed to remember this information, isn't that kind of scary that I have to explain it to him?
Yeah, sometimes, but yes, I think the god of this world's been under a lot of stress trying to finish this damn game.
I don't know, it just sounds like a lot of bitching and complaining is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, pretty much that too. I'm not even gonna hide it at this point.
So yeah.
Yep. We decided to clean it up in here. It was fucking nasty.
I mean, we sent them all off to the farm. And I don't mean that like we killed them. We actually sent them off to the farm. They're out there now in the fields.
And if you look outside the window, you'll just see thousands upon thousands of roaches just absolutely obliterating the landscape as they go
frolicking through the weeds.
Seven-plague style, we're literally fucking locusts.
Probably, more likely. Well, that makes more sense.
Right, off to the next area, I guess. Unless there's anything we need to do here.
Yeah, there wasn't any notable loot from the goat monster, was there?
Nope, the goat monster was just basically pustules and... It's the best way I can describe that.
So not only did you screw us over with a boss made of Onspot blaming us, they're not even going to give us loot from it either.
And actually, there was a little bit of back and forth between it before that happened. It was just not meant to happen in that way. But anyhow, yes, you load yourself onto the train with the several thousand pounds worth of piglet bacon. And off that train departs for the next area. And in the distance, you can see looming the castle of the glorious knight ever more closer. To be precise, it's about an area a bit worth away. And when you pull up to your new area, you'll find yourselves in a pirate-themed area.
Oh no!
And essentially,
Gertrude has a strange feeling about this area.
Okay, what is Gertrude's strange feeling?
Well,
there's going to be lots of good pop culture references to take your health away.
Wonder if your booty's going to get plundered.
It just to Gertrude, it just seems very strange. Lots of how can I say this without losing health? I should describe the scene. Barrels and X's everywhere and strange, costumes. Strange barrel here.
You could say barrels of rum. Rum is not a brand.
Yeah. Is that what you're getting at, Carmen?
Yeah, go on.
Barrels of rum.
Barrels of rum.
Have I traumatized him that much?
Yeah, I was going to say. Lives in fear.
Carmen, do you go around life now not mentioning actual brand names and just pointing and describing things for fear of being slapped?
Vietnam flashbacks. Goes across his eyes. Well, panic.
Funny you say that, because the other day I did actually catch myself.
Oh, no.
Literally subconsciously. Like... Oh, can you get me that red can in the fridge? I think I said something like that.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Because I've actually talked to Matt on the phone, and you know there's actually a few times I've caught myself before I've said a brand.
Yep.
I'm like, wait, oh, well, I can say it now, never mind.
Okay, oh, so if there's
anyone... No, you traumatized us.
We're scarred. With a psychological background here, please do an analysis of this, of how much I've traumatized these people.
It's a lot.
Cap, do you have the same problem as well, or are you completely unfazed?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, Scottish people are immune to this.
You guys are fucking weird. I'm fine. Didn't know I was in a podcast with a bunch of bitches. God.
Weak.
I wasn't going to say it like that.
Weak.
So, yeah, you now find yourself inside of a pirate-themed town. It's a bit run down, as most pirates' areas will be. And, it looks a little bit semi, I wouldn't say deserted, but very, very quiet. There's not a lot of energy to the area. You'd expect with a pirate-themed area, there'd be people fighting in the streets and whatnot. But being this close to the castle, it seems a lot quieter. And in the distance, you can see quite a large lake that's formed and a couple of little rooftops poking out the top of it, so maybe there has been some flooding in this area, but to what extent you can't quite tell, because a lot of the main
goddamn
town
water level's still rising.
Yeah, 50-50. A lot of the main town, this is still perfectly fine. You do,
I do think that with us getting closer to the night, there is one thing we do need to discuss. Gertrude, do you know what we're going to do tonight once we get there? Your thing last area of having a little chat with him was a bit too sincere for me.
Not a clue at the moment. I know about this knight guy, but Gertrude right now just wants to fight. She's feeling good. She's, you know, it happened. Go happen.
Fair enough.
Are you referencing something that I wasn't there for?
I can't remember. What did Gertrude do last night?
I lost myself.
I think you were there. I think it was when we confronted the pig at Gertrude. She said, "Oh, it's about time we go try and find this glorious knight." Brand new idea, attempting to find the knight. So, I was just wondering if there's perhaps a bit of confusion there.
I'm just wrong with it.
As you should. Just, my impression has been that we are going to kill him, take over the park, and become its benevolent overlords.
Well, hang on, I thought we were going to have some strong words. We got lots of questions and... I think we've got lots of questions. I mean, I don't know about me, but hopefully you guys got lots of questions about this knight guy.
As far as
why he's actually taking over this park, and
as far as I know, the cunt ruined my home. Water.
So many questions, no answers.
He destroyed
my home. That's all I know now.
It seems like every time we ask questions, we just end up having to fight and kill him anyway, and we get no answers.
It's like,
let's just kill him anyway.
Almost like
they just forget the questions.
That could be really handy.
I would love for that to be the truth, though. We're probably just gonna have to fight and kill him anyway and get no answers.
Yep. Right. That sounds like a plan.
Shall we have a look for the happy fun land pirate brothel?
Just between us guys. I mean, just a little favor. Can I be the one to decapitate the knight, please?
No.
You know what? If we get the chance to line it up for you, yes, Gertrude, please. Let you win tonight.
Yay!
Baby's first beheading.
Gertrude, gonna be our executioner. You know how it was a castle? We have the stocks and the what do you call those things that you put nooses on? You know,
guillotine.
A gibbet.
That's a separate gibbet. That's it. Gertrude can be our executioner. That can be her job.
Yes.
We've always heard of gallows.
Gallows. Those both gallows. Are correct, yep. Yes.
Maybe different names for them.
Isn't gibbet the one where they put in a metal cage?
No, I think you're right.
Is that a giblet?
No, giblet is part of a turkey, bud.
I don't really know much about...
A gibbet is a word for a gallows.
Execution devices.
As well, yeah. So it can be used as a word for gallows, but it's also the thing for displaying the corpse. Word. Today you learned on a pint of Cthulhu.
The more you know.
Well, yes, Gertrude, we're not going to stop you from trying to decapitate the glorious knight for sure,
Brilliant.
Maybe we can have a look around here and try and find the happy fun time park.
We have established a fabulous plan against this night, but we should go exploring around this park. Why are we stopped here? I mean,
we're waiting for the train same reason we always stop places. We're waiting for the train to recharge. Let's have a look around the weird pirate town.
Yay!
Yeah, it's almost as if our god of this world doesn't let us just go, nah, fuck it, and just keep going to the next area.
You know,
hey, can't we do that? Can we just say, nah, fuck it?
Let's go.
You know what? I'm not interested in Pirate Town. Let's just wait in the train.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Jacob. Let's just go.
Why did we actually do that? We never thought of just waiting by the train for it to recharge.
We're just going to sing campfire songs.
Some bullshit attacking us, or we need food or something.
True.
Yeah, we're pretty good for food and resources at the moment. We could just wait.
Anyway, in the meantime, you guys wait. I'm going to have a look-see around, see what trouble I get into.
Gertrude, unsupervised.
Hang on. I want to carry this on. But what is around us at the moment? We've just come off the train, I'm assuming. So what do we see around us? Any buildings? Is it like an a sort of like an entrance way into this like pirate island or what? I don't know.
Yeah, you're inside the main kind of town of the pirate land. So around you are a bunch of old kind of like shut down stalls that would have been like piratey themed, selling crappy little foam hats and swords. They're long since gone, mostly just abandoned and kind of not really used anymore. There's a few rides around that are kind of dotted here and there. Mostly, again, not very well used. You can see in the distance there's kind of like a large wooden structure and also a larger, fancier structure, yeah, further down. But you do hear some noise coming out of one of the local little kind of... what's been hastily painted as the saloon, or bar, or pub, or whatever you want to call it for a pirate-themed town.
Can I ask a little side question? Is there like those coin-operated sort of like little like mini rides? You know, like you put 25 cents in, and it's like 3 minutes on those like bouncy things.
Oh, the little
like,
kiddie ones. Like, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, fuck it. There's.
This is great. So, guys, Gertrude's going to turn to my friends and be like, "Guys!" And she's going to point to one of those machines. Like, I want to ride that. We must find me a quarter.
Actually, do any of us still have a quarter from the water park area?
Jacob just sheepishly holds onto his bag and says no.
It's okay. We can find one. I'm sure someone might have got one in the saloon.
You do that old trick where you tie a string to it and just kind of,
Wow. We could craft something here.
Didn't know I was with a...
some string.
Didn't know I was traveling with a fucking criminal. Why would you do such a thing?
Yes, I stole candy from
of all the things of all the things we've done, that's the most diabolical.
Fair enough. Yeah, you will notice there are some of these little kind of 25-cent rides, as you want to call them. Okay, well, Carbon, give me a name for one of these little rides. What does it do?
So in a pirate area, it's going to be. That's it. It's going to be Dickie the Dolphin.
Did you say Dickier?
Hey, dick kids, ear you want to ride Dick?
Yeah.
I want to ride the dick. I want to ride it.
You want a dolphin dick?
I love the sword. Just that silence after that was perfect. It's the second
time. It is actually just a saloon prostitute with a coin slot.
That's not a coin slot.
It's also not clean.
It's Marge.
Oh. Hey there, handsome.
Hey!
Quick, Matt, come up with a dolphin NPC that Gertrude has mistaken for a ride.
It's going nowhere good.
It's not going anywhere particularly good.
How I know dolphins? Fucking... usually dolphins mistake you for the ride.
Usually it's the other way around.
Fun fact, they're prehensile down there.
I think a dolphin because it's a pirate area. You know, we're thinking, islands, water. Yeah, digging a dolphin.
Okay, so Midjourney won't let me type in dolphin in a sexy outfit.
Yeah, that's all. That's what we wanted to know. Yeah, that's what we wanted
to
see.
It's fine, guys. It's fine. I'm going to. Can I do a quick search around, see if I can find a quarter on the floor just right now?
Sure. Why not? I mean, go on then. Stuff finding.
Instinct or scurry?
It'd be whatever stuff finding is.
Knock it in.
Yeah, cool. I don't think that's what stuff finding is at the moment. Six, I should probably pull up a character sheet and have a look.
Five out of a d6.
Okay, so if I can find a damn character sheet, that'd be helpful. Okay, cool. So you're running a noggin. Yes, it's a noggin. Okay. So, yeah, unfortunately you find no quarters around. This place has been very well looted.
I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, this is right in the middle of where everyone comes in. Oh, wow. Just saw that little picture you sent there.
Sexy dolphin.
So, I'm definitely thinking if we go into this building over here, if the sign says Saloon, we can definitely find something down there.
Yes, you can definitely hear there is some sort of music, albeit slightly depressing. There's general quiet chatter. There's none of that drunken raucous you would have expected from a pirate kind of themed area. But there's definite signs of life.
I mean, it's been here a while. I doubt they're doing much plundering.
Where's the rum gone?
Yeah, well, hell. I copied and pasted all the old tokens because I thought that would be date.
Sorry, just for the chat.
No, why will you not give me the tokens, you bastard thing? There we go. Yeah, so as you go into the pub, there's a few kind of pirate parrots around. And, what the fuck is that gif?
I saw that.
I was wondering the same thing since I disappeared for a second and I came back to this.
I've been here the entire time, but I'm wandering still, so don't worry about it.
I like caps more. I like caps more. Not just because it's, I mean, not because it's a manly body, but because the other one just disturbs me so much.
Yeah,
I can't stop watching it.
For everyone at home, instead of breasts, there's a woman walking very sexy-like. And instead of breasts, she's got the face of a dolphin. Actually,
on both sides.
Yeah, on both. But instead of breasts, yeah, they're just full on out. It's very disturbing.
Dolphins.
I mean, in fairness, I'm surprised that the UK age law. We have to verify our age.
Don't put a curse on us like that. I'm not giving Discord my fucking passport. The permanently locked out the podcast.
You are 25, so I don't see how.
I know, but I'm not giving them that shit. I didn't. I'm staying out of it.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, aside from the dolphin.
So we walked into the saloon and we got the parrot patrol in front of us.
Yep. They're just kind of sitting. They turn and look at you. And they look a bit depressed, but you know, nod and carry on drinking whatever they're drinking.
So, first things first, I want to find me a quarter still. So, can I maybe like search around underneath these chairs? Maybe in the parrot's pockets?
You want to loot from one of the parrots?
I never said that. I said I want to search around the floor, around the parrots.
While Gertrude starts sniffing the floor, Jacob is going to walk up to the bar and introduce himself politely, like a person would.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to roll my d6 for scurrying around the floor quick.
You still don't find it.
Damn it. But anyway, Jacob, you carry on.
Good morning, my dapper.
Well, I'm just scurrying on the bike.
Good morning, my dapper feathered friends.
What
drinks have you got on tap?
We got water.
Are you serious right now? Hold on. Carmen, just hold on. That's the voice, Matt.
There's Matt. A reason.
Matt. Matt.
There's a fucking reason.
That was the
mic.
The effort just. I think the light inside died, guys. I'm just going to say. I feel like they just died.
Maybe like it's not a problem with Matt. Maybe it's a problem with the character. Let's find out. Like
Alright, let's keep going. Alright, let's keep going.
Anything other than water?
No, unfortunately. We've got no alcohol.
Indeed.
We're dealing with the depressing reality of sobriety.
None of us plundering been unsuccessful?
Oh, it's not so much the plundering, no. It'd be that night he took all the booze, and just since then, well, we're all just too damn sober to do anything.
Absolute bastard, as if we didn't already have a reason to rock up and try and kill him. He stole some booze from some parrots.
Not just some booze, all the booze in this area.
How can you possibly want with all of the booze?
Well, you see, he took it from us because, well, apparently when we were drunk we caused too much of a problem. So he took it all away and now we're just sober and fucking depressed.
Did he come down here and take that shit himself, or does he have accomplices?
No, he set up a town guard, and at first we put up a fight about it and caused some issues. But then they hit our distilleries and, well, now all we've got is plain fucking water.
Well, I'm now depressed as well.
You say you were a problem drinking. Would you say you partied too much?
He never said it was a problem, he's drinking.
No.
It's not a drinking problem, it's a drinking solution.
We were a problem when we were drinking for the glorious night, because...
I feel like I recognize you from somewhere. Did you go to Tropical Bird University?
Aye, that I did.
Ah, TBU.
Wait, you were in Big Beak's psychology class with me. Oh my goodness.
Yarr.
I wondered what would happen to you. Oh my gosh. Guys,
you that little birdie boy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was a square birdie boy. You say that, but you were the one that wasn't allowed into our parties at our frat house. Yeah. We had a fraternity. Remember? You tried to get in. You weren't allowed. You weren't allowed in. We didn't think you were quite that.
Yeah, well, cool. You see, back when I was drunk, I used to play a lot with explosives. So
that's what happened. You wait. Our frat house exploded. Are you saying? You were the cause?
To an attorney.
The statute of limitations.
I plead the fifth.
When we run out,
it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter at all. I've got my PhD in philosophy, and everything's as it is now. How have you been? I know it seems you're still drinking, but has everything's been good?
I know, we haven't been drinking. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. You said you've been drinking up to a point until you took it away, so it seems like you really want to keep drinking.
We be pirate. Pirate power. That's what we do. We drink.
Forever frat party. I'm sure that's not too making up for anything missing in your college days. Anyway. Also, Richard, if you were an accredited psychologist, why were you
philosopher?
That explains it.
I had to correct you there. If psychology, yes. We took a psychology class. It was part of the curriculum. But no, I have a degree in philosophy, and yes, it's,
that
as
explains
you can imagine,
why you were living in an apartment long. I did wonder.
Bad choices.
Right.
Is this where he found out that Tugan was a barista while he was there?
I thought I remember you from
Starclux.
Hey, Starclux.
Right. So if you were causing trouble for the Glorious Knight, and we like to cause trouble for the Glorious Knight,
Gar,
what do you say we try and get them some booze back?
Oh, if you can get us enough booze to wet our whistle, we can definitely help you take on whatever it is you need.
Could you provide us with explosives, perhaps, given your inclination?
Quite there. Quite possibly,
I say, I have an idea. We have a lawyer with us now. Why don't we just sue the Glorious Knight for all he's worth?
Do you not think we should... Fucking hell. Where are you getting these from, Cap?
That was perfect. I love that. That'd be a toucan, that would be my screensaver. That'd be the best thing in the world. For people at home, it's a photo of a parrot with a sweater that says Tropical Bird University, and it's got a fraternity.
Yes, yeah, it's his fraternity jumper.
It's the fraternity jumper. It's
Wait,
perfect.
What's your fraternity saying?
I don't know what those symbols mean.
I'm asking too good.
All fucks, no squawk.
Fair enough.
It's
And we're
it's a fraternity. Do you think we'd be sophisticated? No, it's all fucks, no squawk.
Fair enough.
He was a handsome chap back in these university days.
Yes. He's went downhill since then.
I mean, has been drinking a lot.
Not a drinking.
Which one, the toucan or the parrot?
Both.
I'm going to say both. Yeah. I'm going to say the stress of just having a philosophy degree has not done well to my feathers. It's not real great. I'm graying a little sooner than necessary.
Okay. And with that, it's a bit delayed, but you will hear the friendly, "Oh, hello, dear." There is no no token this time around, because we didn't have a pirate one, mate.
So, I am busy, you bitch.
I know, that's why I wasn't saying anything too much. I've got your meal, and we're going to go for Cap.
Can I do this one? Can I do it?
We can go for Toucan, then.
Starclux Cappuccino.
Because I had a pretty good piratey themed thing going here, but yeah, let's go for Starclux.
Well, Cap, do you want to go for it since you actually came up with the idea?
I don't know, you've already come up with it now.
Well, I gave up the idea, but I'm saying Cap actually do the ad because I don't want to take that from you. But I loved it. But I'll do it if you want.
No, go for it. I don't have a Starclux one ready.
Starclux Cappuccino. It really puts the pep in your step. Or in this case, a little updrift in your flight, as they say. More commonly found in Tropical Bird University little campuses, but we are expanding outwards. I would say it gives just gives health and possibly grit, because it would be a coffee. Maybe.
Well, you'll have to take a drink of it to find out what exactly it'll end up doing.
Wow. So it's just a mystery.
At this point, yes, for reasons unknown.
Randomizer drink. Nice.
Oh, it's like one of the Starclux cups, but with like a blank label on it.
Mystery. Yeah, could be. Absolutely.
In fact, Postperson Peter comes up, I've got a drink for... Looking at it, and for a
Rycard.
Toupan. Where's a Toupan anywhere?
Rycard Toupan.
Ricky Toupan. Who? We got a Ricky Toupan here.
That'd be me.
Oh, here you go.
Don't worry. I'll tip you. I'll give you 5 stars on DoorDitch.
There's no lid.
Oh.
Just open cup.
Just, and he hands it to me like finger in the cup, like this. If you guys see, he's handing me like, here you go. Just like fingers deep in the coffee.
Like Jay just said, you better hope it's a finger.
Thanks.
There's a few like orangey strands floating in.
Oh,
is that white chocolate drizzle on it?
You want to give it to one of the parrots?
I ordered.
Here's something else to drink.
I'm not drinking that shite. Hey, I knew you used to like. I ordered this specifically for you. I knew you loved Starclux cappuccinos. You come in all the time while I was working. Get a Starclux cappuccino.
Just to talk to you.
I got this just for you. Just for you. I remember your order after all these years.
Sorry, I'm back to
I'm your right stalker now. For these years. I've been watching you this all this time.
All day is watching.
That damn Toucan really didn't go over his university days, did he? He can tell where he peaked in life.
Starting to think he didn't actually get a degree. He was just there in the walls.
Yeah. I actually did. That was part of the thing was my setup was that he went to university. Got a philosophy degree. That's before we even started this campaign. I wrote that in.
I remember you saying. So yeah, you can hand it to the parrot and just casually just tips it out behind the bar.
You didn't have to do that. You could have at least pretended. That was a little rude.
That was a little rude.
It doesn't seem like the two of you were ever friends, though. I kept him out of your fraternity because you thought he was a loser.
I mean, I did it. The fraternity as a group didn't want him in. I didn't personally. I didn't have a say.
Wait, but look at that picture behind the bar. He's wearing the Tropical Bird University fraternity jumper.
Yes! See? He was proud. Yes! He's proud of his days.
Right, anyway, are we helping this fellow or not?
Right, well, we're going to need a little bit more information here.
Oh, yes. Where the fuck is the booze at?
Like, where's the booze at?
I just love how I did reel that completely and just create a story within the story.
Love it. That's what we're here for. All right, you see, well, the governor, he took it on, I think from then they moved it to an island. An island.
I think I've heard of this Ireland.
Don't.
I hear you can find a lot of booze there.
Oh yes.
It's a mystical, fantastical place.
With booze, a million.
Right. You wouldn't happen to have a boat, would you, being a pirate?
Well, you see, their black and white beaver thing. We unfortunately. We're too damn stupid to remember how to fucking sail.
What about her beaver?
Oh,
is that what you said? What?
Quick, skip past it.
That is a one-liner.
Don't let that derail us.
One-liners. You gotta swing past him. All right, come on. I'm gonna be throwing him. You gotta dodge. You gotta bob and weave. All right, you gotta keep going.
You're too sober to sail, so we need to get you boots.
Here.
Okay, so we need to go talk to the governor then.
Well, the governor governor won't be coming around for a little while. He does his weird little announcements at about lunchtime. It's 12 o'clock, so you got about an hour or so to wait before essentially he'll be out and you can have a look at him yourselves.
But, that's fine.
It'd be about this here time that they usually send their sniffer dogs around to see if there's any booze around.
Do any of us happen to have, because I know there was a whiskey item at some point.
I don't have any booze.
No.
I do have a couple of things left over from previous quests. Like I've still got some of that spider and go left from the puppet mission.
I still have the roach and go.
Yeah, I've got one of them left as well.
Poison kill.
No, actually, I don't. I don't have my roach to go. I drank it right before we were knocked unconscious by the pig. So no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I tried. I've got one roach and go use available. I've got two spider and go uses remaining, and I've still got one thumper bar left. So I'm doing pretty well for wee items.
And it's around that time you'll hear. Door going, and in walks in. If I can get them to the right layer, there we go. Two very angry and slightly annoyed-looking, well, for lack of a better term, guard dogs. And they come in, they sniff around, and go, "You got any booze in here? Or you causing any trouble? Who are you?"
Oh, we don't have any booze. Do you have any booze?
To take it away if you've got anything. We do our rounds here.
Aye, where do you take it to?
That's not for you to know, bunny boy. Who are you? Where are you from?
Bunny boy indeed.
We are just innocent travellers from the land of Nunya.
You think I was born yesterday, badger?
Oh, good, so some people do know what I am around here. I'm starting to have a bit of an identity crisis.
You think I was born yesterday? Nyonya is exactly 3,000 miles away. There's no possible way you were born there.
You have to get two intercontinental flights for that.
It's just absolutely impossible. The flight times are just completely insane. I have expected the
the boo sniffer dogs Matt on the spot just make them be the fucking my old fraternity friends. Just a bunch of birds sniffing around like, where's the beers, bro?
And they go in, they start going in, they start campus, please. You know, rummaging around the bar. All the parents are pissed off, but they're just not doing anything. They start ripping things apart, turning over stools, opening fridges.
Hey, be careful with the up dog.
Again, bunny boy. You think I was born yesterday?
At which point an up dog falls off the shelf and breaks in the ground.
One comes over to you and starts...
I mean, you can't really be mad. He did warn you that the up dog was about to come down.
Well, Adam comes over and generally sniffs over Jacob. And you smell like you've had booze on you. You know,
actually, I'm the only one in this team who hasn't had booze on them at any point in this campaign.
Never mind then. Joking. You smell like you've had booze on you.
Is that just like your starting line for every generic person? Like, oh, you don't? Yeah. Okay. You smell like you have booze on you. Oh, you don't? Okay. You smell like you've had booze on you. Are you actually able to smell? Are you just hiding the fact that you can't smell?
Just turns around and has a bit of a, you know, one of those little, like, sniffy sticks. Oh, you're right. Mm. Yeah, you
comes
you
back smell white face. Like, face as white as all get out. That explains why you can't smell. Oh. Okay.
Everything was coked out dogs.
Well, they aren't drug sniffing dogs.
Yeah.
The booze sniffers.
And booze sniffers are really chasing the mind dragon.
Better than the mind goblin.
Meanwhile, the power from behind. You all want some nuts, sir?
Are they D's?
No, right. They're sweaty.
Right. We not have any booze on us. We don't have any alcohol or anything like that. Can't touch the stuff, no. We're just innocent travellers, minding our own business. No opposition to the law. Never committed a crime in any of our lives.
Don't get
I've never done anything wrong in my entire life.
I know this
we don't get travellers here. Where you come from?
Where do you get travellers from?
We don't get travellers. That's what I'm saying. It gives you a look.
We just walked along the train tracks.
Nobody walks along them their train tracks.
I didn't know it was illegal. Saw a train go down. Folded.
Got my eye on. Butch, go on then. And the other one walks over and they just walk back out the door after basically just turning the place over looking for alcohol.
What a strange interaction.
Should we follow them? Find out what their, you know, base of operations is? They kind of seem like they're going to be a problem at some point.
I agree, and I vote for following the guard dogs.
Following the guard dogs. Cool.
Do you boys want to help us? Old time's sake, go prowl in the town for booze?
There be no booze here, my dear friend.
Yes, but we're trying to find, you know, we're gonna get where they taking the booze. You can help us.
Well, you don't get to being behind here without unfortunately drinking yourself to near death on multiple occasions. And then when that there drink runs dry, you gotta deal with the horrifying fact of sobriety, and all of your insecurities come crashing back down on you.
If you're about drinking yourself to death, it sounds like sobriety saved your life, actually. Like, I feel like you should be a whole new man.
Yeah, you would have thought so, but no.
You know what? For your sake, we're not going to find the booze. You know what? No, you're better without them.
Yeah, I think actually that the problem with this town isn't a lack of booze, it's the lack of whores.
Well, I've already bought a chunk of
Wow. That's what
I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that at all.
What the fuck?
Oh, come don't. On, doesn't every town have that problem?
She just got to breeze past them.
I wasn't expecting that at all. It got me.
Oh, shit. A horror would be a nice idea, but without the alcohol, they don't want to touch anyone.
Oh, I know one nice. That would definitely touch anyone.
Yar.
If you walk outside, there's a coin machine outside.
Hey, don't you dirty that machine before I do. I call dibs.
That machine's been dirtied a long time before you, but...
I saw them first.
You know Gertrude, we live on the train with that same whore. Like, we live side by side with her. Okay, never mind.
Can we even see the guard dogs anymore?
They've walked off on this.
Okay. Like, there's not even footprints.
I feel like we're just waiting for the governor. We're going for plan A.
You know what you two parrots could do for us? We're going to get you the booze.
Poor parrots.
What?
There's four parrots, not two of us.
I never claimed to be able to count. Look, you four parrots, what you could do for us is, what is more? If you have a ship, could you perhaps, I know you can't sail it, just get it ready for us and tell us where it is, so that we get the booze, we can run our asses back to the ship, hop on it, get you drunk, and get going.
Alright, suppose we might be able to remember how to get the damn thing ready. It's been a long few months, though, that's for sure. Without no alcohol.
You know what? If you still haven't withdrawn after a few months, I'm pretty impressed with how hard you must have had your drinking games before then. But, yeah, so where would the boat be for us to run back at?
Well, gets up from behind around the bar, kind of goes outside, points down the way, and you can see there's a whole bunch of little kind of oversized pedalo boats at the end of the dock.
What shape are the pedalo boats?
Well, there are at least two swan shaped. The rest are
classic.
Pirate boat shaped. That is not generally pirate shaped. They're not people in the water.
Cannon coming out of the mouth, and one at the other end.
I'm right. Definitely taking a swan.
You would never romantic cruise with someone. Is that it?
I'll take the swan with Jacob.
And you could rally in you.
Well,
are we waiting for the governor to do his wee speech, or are we just going to go and get on these boats?
Well, yeah, you're waiting for the thing to give his speech, and there seems to be a bit of a noise outside, and...
It's just like an awkward cough. Like the silence that's ensuing, and we're all just waiting for the government speech. Just complete silence. You just hear.
Yeah. The life in this place has become dry, just stale, because these critters were pretty much alcoholic based. You know, without that, their entire lives fall apart in this weird and wonderful world. Yeah. And, yep, as you were. As you're just sat there for at least about half hour or so, you know, there's just
staring at them for half an hour. Like, just menacingly staring at them.
There's some snacks. Not very many good ones. But, you know. And, there's a noise outside. There's a gong going off. And a couple of the guard dogs are walking through the street. Behind them, there is one of those big kind of call them litters, where, you know, several people.
Palaquin or a litter, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, so they're carrying around a seated, overly sized gerbil. And you can hear it going, people of this fine town. It depresses me to be amongst you once again. But we are all here under the knight's protection, and generally it trails off for a minute. We are all here to do our part and keep the peace of this here town. I am all very much proud of you all for not drinking, and trails off again. Certainly kind of almost falls off his chair a bit before one of the dogs kind of gets a stick and pokes it back up again.
That gerbil's got Parkinson's.
The fuck? Basically continues his speech about how, you know, it's a good day, no one's doing anything they shouldn't be, and if everyone just keeps the peace, you know, everyone can stay happy, and how the town is so much better now that there's no alcohol that's been enforced by the night, and you know, that kind of thing, before they kind of just wheel them off and off they go.
Just wheel them off.
Yeah. Alright.
Wait a second, wasn't that our economics teacher?
Not everything is a fucking university reference, dear Dugan boy. No, he just is twin brother.
Gerbils all look alike.
Just slowly drag the campaign into this weird backstory. I'm just like trying to nonchalantly drag it in here.
Might as well. There's not really many other places for it to go.
Hey, there's a whole prohibition storyline we could go in here.
And all of a sudden they become Cthulhu investigators. Hey,
I want someone to roll me an investigation. What couple of people to roll me? Instinct, even.
Instinct. It is becoming.
Slowly.
Don't give me that easy
fucker. All right, my instincts are 7. My instincts are firing.
You roll 20, my beloved.
Well, 7's enough, and Jacob's able to smell alcohol coming from this gerbil.
Ah, wait, it wasn't Parkinson's after all. he's just drunk.
And with that, we'll end this episode right here. So, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Find us on all of our regular socials, Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and the like. And, be sure to leave a comment, give us a rating, and until next time, goodbye.